and welcome to Shady Grove Table Talk. Today we're going to come to you and talk to you about a subject that not a lot of people like to talk about, including myself. I've had trouble in the past with this, as I think everybody that's human has.
Amen.
We're going to talk on the subject of forgiveness. Forgiveness is when you give forgiveness, it's a weapon in your arsenal if you'll forgive, as the Bible instructs us to. But first, I'd like to introduce you to my family. This is my mother, Sister Nan Ruby White. This is my pastor, Lisa Hayes. This is my friend, Minister Connie Dennis.
Hello.
And my friend, Minister Donna Jean Holcomb.
Hey, guys.
And I'm Vanessa Williams. So today, as I said, we're going to talk about forgiveness. You know, a lot of times we think, we can't forgive those people. You just don't know what they've done to me. I'm going to tell you something. One day, my husband, we were having a discussion. I thought this was funny. If y'all don't, just laugh anyway. But we were talking about forgiveness, and he was mad, and he was talking about somebody. He said, well, I just can't, blah, blah, blah. I said, did they spit in your face? He said, no. I said, did they rip your beard out one by one? He said, no. I said, did they place thorns on your head? He said, no. Yeah. And he said, I get it.
Aww.
And so later on that day, I was ranting and raving. And he looked at me and he said, Vanessa, did they pull your beard out?
It hurts when it comes back on you, don't it?
And I said, okay. And so that's something, y'all,
yeah,
that we really do use.
Yeah,
we remind
good.
Each
that's
other,
right.
Even today,
yeah.
When one of us gets started on it.
Yes, that's right.
When we refuse to forgive, we open the door to the enemy to attack us.
Yes.
And you know, y'all, in Matthew 6 and 15, it says, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses,
yes.
Neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
That's right.
Now, I was listening to a minister one day, and I think she was on Sid Roth, and she was talking about walking in forgiveness. And she said the Lord came to her. She had some horrific things happen to her.
Mm.
That people, I'm not even going to go into it, but it
yes.
was terrible. And he said, you haven't forgiven those men.
Yeah.
And, you know, she said, I haven't. Because she thought she had forgiven.
Yeah.
And he said, the day that people stand before him and they say, but we prophesied in your name. And, you know, this was her take on what the Lord was telling her. If y'all find it different, then okay. But I'm just telling you what she shared, and it made sense to me. He said, and people say, but I was born again. I did. He said, but you didn't forgive. And you know, the word says, we just read it, that if you don't forgive others, how does the Father forgive you?
Right. Yes, right.
It says he won't.
Yeah.
And so forgiveness is a weapon in your arsenal.
That's right.
That you can use for your good. Because when you forgive somebody, you're not forgiving them for them.
That's right.
You're forgiving them for yourself.
That's right.
Because you hold yourself in bondage.
Yes.
It's like I've heard somebody say, y'all correct me if I'm not repeating this right, but it's like drinking poison and thinking it's going to hurt someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way unforgiveness does you.
Mm-hmm.
Because Brother Copeland says it's like a highway. And it's got a stripe down the middle of the highway. And here you are on one side in love, and here's unforgiveness on the other. The enemy is standing on the other side waiting for you to weave
mm-hmm.
and get over here on his side so
yes.
he can attack you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it says that perfected love casts out all fear.
That's
well,
right.
Fear has torment. And if you allow yourself to get out of love and walk in fear, then the enemy can bring torment.
That's right.
Exactly
right. Donna Jean, you said you had some things to share on forgiveness.
Yes. There's a lot of things behind unforgiveness, and one of them is it can make you sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And God designed a remarkable pump and placed it in a man's chest. It is called the heart. There is no machine that works as hard as a human heart. A healthy heart allows you to enjoy life that God has given you. And on the other hand, an unhealthy heart causes disease in our body that brings pain and suffering. Now, an unhealthy heart leads to death. the death of dreams and visions, and the purpose that God has put in your spirit, which is also known as your spiritual heart. It is the core of your body, which is the temple of the Holy Ghost, when you are born again. And I'm going to read just what unforgiveness causes.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't realize this. Unforgiveness causes anxiety, stress, uneasiness, worry, concern, muscle tension, headaches, neurological and chemical changes, feeling dizzy and faint, brain fog, weak eye vision, nervousness, forgetfulness, panic attacks, weak communication, blood pressure, increased rapid heartbeat, weight gain, weight loss, acne, anger, bitterness, wrath, accidents, self-mutilation, depression, misery, envy, jealousy, hate, pride, resentment, trouble, arguing, complaining, unhappy, divisions, disrespect, disobedient, despised, criticized, uncleanliness, miscarriages, and mental attitude, negative thoughts, lack of love, malignancies, infected immune systems, and the list goes on. So that's what your body does when you're in unforgiveness.
Wow.
It will really wreak havoc on your body. And I wanted to add something to that. Let's see here. Forgiveness allows us to move on without seeking revenge. It eliminates the negativity, and it frees us to live now instead of the past. Because when you live in the past, it takes away from your future. Mm-hmm. Every minute in the past takes away. And I want to finish with this. Always remember that forgiveness is a choice.
Yes.
It's our choice.
That's right.
To do it. Okay. That takes courage and strength.
Yes.
And it gives you the opportunity to become an overcomer. And it will change the direction of your life.
Yes.
By forgiveness.
That's right.
Amen.
So that's a choice that we made.
Yes,
and
it is.
I would encourage anybody to think on those things and turn your life around and forgive yourself too.
Yes.
That's part of it.
You know, forgiving yourself is a lot of times harder than forgiving someone else.
Yeah.
Is to forgive yourself. I don't know about y'all, but you know, when you get by yourself in your own thoughts, the enemy will always try to bring condemnation.
That's right.
But the word says that there is therefore now no condemnation.
That's right.
For those who are in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
And so we have to, you know, a lot of things, everybody's been through stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody.
That's right.
And there comes a time in your life that you have to decide who's your Lord. Is Jesus your Lord, or is unforgiveness your Lord?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's whoever right. you're surrendering yourself to
that's
is who's
right.
going to be Lord over your life.
Right.
Now, Jesus said, I came to give you life, and I came to give it to you more abundantly.
That's right.
But you heard Donna Jean read all the things that unforgiveness brings to yeah. you. Unforgiveness didn't come to give you life and give it to you
that's
more
right.
abundantly.
Yeah.
And you know, always the enemy tries to amplify those things,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah, that's right.
that somebody's done to you. And you
mm-hmm.
say, well, you just don't know what they've done to me.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go back to the beard pulling.
Yeah,
because,
that's right.
you know, they yeah. didn't do anything to us that they did to Jesus.
That's right.
You
that's
think
right.
about a man, an innocent man who was convicted and condemned for a crime he did not do.
That's right.
And he willingly went on the cross. You know, the pastor was talking about no one took his life. He gave it.
That's right.
And that's what he said. He said, no one takes my life.
That's right.
I lay it down.
Yeah.
He said, and I can pick it back up.
That's right.
right.
And, you know, Jesus did all of this so that you wouldn't have to walk in torment and unforgiveness.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Know, I battled fear most of my life. And, you know, fear is false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy tries to make things look real to you
That's
that
right.
are not real.
Amen.
And, you know, I always try to remind myself, if it's stupid, if it doesn't make sense,
yes.
if it's ludicrous sounding in your ears, and it's not good but bad,
mm-hmm. yes.
then it's a lie because it's
right.
from Satan.
Right. Right.
And it says he's the father of lies.
Mm-hmm.
All he knows how to do is lie.
That's right.
Amen.
And, you know, Donna was talking about whatever has happened to you is in the past. Mm-hmm. Well, the past is a shadow.
That's right.
Of what once was.
Yes.
We don't live in shadows.
That's right.
We step out of the darkness and into the light.
That's right.
And so now we live in the present. We live Amen. In Jesus. And if we can put that behind us, and every time he tries to bring those unforgiving thoughts to you, mm-hmm. and I do this daily, y'all. I have people come to my mind daily, and I'll say, that's not my thought.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We have good thoughts.
I only That's have right. good thoughts.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
And I won't think on the bad things. Amen. We'll only remember the good.
That's
we
right.
were talking
That's
about right. in an earlier podcast we did was on Christmas, and we were talking about thinking back. Now, these were good memories from the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's not edifying, if it's
That's
not
right.
lovely.
That's right.
We don't think on these things.
That's right.
We only think of things that are good and
Amen.
Are not bad.
Yes.
I do not want the trumpet to sound and my feet are planted on the ground
That's right.
because I couldn't forgive.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you know,
I wanted to say something too. You know, you may never receive an apology,
That's right. yeah.
but you
That's
still true. Have to forgive
yes.
For you.
That's right.
And you may never receive that apology, but God can go inside you and he can change your heart where you can forgive even though you never receive an apology.
That's good.
That's right.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a good point too, because a lot of times people have wronged you and they really did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in their mind they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
And if you're sitting around waiting on an apology from somebody that don't think they did anything,
yeah.
then you're going to be in bondage forever.
Yes, you will.
The other day someone came to my mind and I said, no! I will not hold you in bondage. I love you and I forgive you.
Amen.
And I said it out loud. I was the only one in the room. But the enemy heard it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he did.
That's right.
Right.
And that's the way we have to do it.
Amen. Amen.
You know, you've been through hurts. You've been through devastations in your life.
Right.
But Connie is one of the kindest, Aww. Sweetest people
yes.
that
is,
I know. Isn't she? And she never has anything bad to say about anybody. Not in my presence, anyway.
No,
thank you.
And see, the only way she could do that, because I happen to know Connie, and I know some things about, you know, she's been through.
Yeah.
And the only way that she could be that person today is that she chooses.
That's
as
right.
Donna
that's
Jean right. said, she chooses to walk in forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we all have to do.
Yes,
absolutely.
You know, this is not a message to condemn anyone.
Yeah.
It's to free you.
That's right.
It's
that's
to
right.
let you know that,
yes.
you know, all you got to do is say, no, that's not my thought.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm going to think on the good things. What is that scripture, y'all? Whatever things are lovely, whatever things are
yes.
true.
True.
Whatever things are true, whatever things of a good report.
Yeah.
Then think on these things.
Amen.
If
that's
it's
right.
not edifying, if it doesn't lift somebody up, I mean, what good? My husband, we'll get to discussing something from the past, and he'll say, "Wait a minute, wait, stop. What good is this doing?"
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
That's really good.
And I'll say, "You're right. You're
that's
absolutely right.
Right.
We're
yeah.
not going to talk about this, and
yes.
we'll change the subject." Because see what the enemy wants you to do, he wants you to start magnifying
That's
something
yes, yes.
that has taken place. And you know, I'm not saying you didn't have a right to be upset.
Yes.
That's right.
But you don't have a right to harbor that unforgiveness either.
Yes.
Jesus died so you could forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna I choose to forgive.
I choose to forgive.
Yeah, and we need to help each other as Christians in our walk. To hold each other accountable
yes.
to what Fred said,
right.
you know, because it lets us stop in our tracks
yes,
and think
does.
Before we go any further.
That's right.
I got myself, and I say myself, because no matter what happened, no matter who was involved, only I could forgive.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And if it hadn't been for Mother, for 2 years. She talked to me and talked to me, forgive, 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 forgive.
Yeah.
And it did take me 2 years
yeah.
to walk out of that. It didn't have to.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't turn loose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And when finally she got through to me, or I say Jesus got through to me through her,
yes.
I turned loose, and all at once I was free.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like fighting your way out of a wet paper bag. Right. You know?
Yeah.
It's that easy if you'll just do it.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Well, I hope this has helped somebody today. And has anybody got anything else to add to it?
Well, you know, I was just thinking about what you just said, and what come to my mind, we're not bound by other people's forgiveness. We're bound by our own.
Amen.
Right. We're bound by our own unforgiveness.
If we don't, if we don't forgive.
Well, it's just like that preacher that I heard talking about. I mean, it's right here. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
Yeah.
But if you forgive not men of their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Mm-hmm.
That's right there. It's in red, y'all.
That's right. Yeah. It's in red.
It's in red. We got to listen to it.
It's serious.
See, there it is right there. It's in red.
Yep, it's in red.
So what we're just saying today, you know, love yourself, forgive yourself, and loose anything that you're harboring, because it's only holding you back.
That's right.
And you know, there was another woman I was listening to, and she said the Lord told her, you've gone as far as you can go in ministry. She said, what do you mean, Lord? He said, you won't forgive.
Wow.
He said, I can't use you because you won't forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, but they did this and they did that. Yeah. He said, it's you.
Yeah.
They won't forgive.
That's right.
That's what she was bound by.
Well, and he'll deal with them. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. You got to let him deal with them, and you got to deal with you.
Right.
With him.
And that's what I tell people all the time. They'll say that they did blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, but that's them. That has nothing to do with you.
That's exactly right.
And I have to look at Vanessa.
Yeah.
And you know, I have to deal with her.
We've all had to look
at
her.
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, I hope today was uplifting and helpful.
It was great.
Too. I enjoyed hearing Donna Jean, what the Lord showed
that
you
good.
On that.
Amen.
There was a lot of things you listed I didn't know.
Yeah. And the list goes on. There's more.
Wow.
That Connie said something about they were bound by unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, being bound, that's a yoke around your neck.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
It carries, it burns you down. It's a yoke.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
That's right. And you know, you said it brings brain fog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You can't think clearly.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't think clearly
That's
because
right.
you're walking in unforgiveness.
That's right.
And Jesus said, take my yoke.
Yes.
He said, it's light.
It's easy.
Yes.
Yes.
It's easy.
Yeah. So if you're bound down and it's heavy, that's not good.
That's right. That's a key that you're walking in unforgiveness.
That's right. That's right.
Because a lot of times, and I still have to do this too, I think I've forgiven people. And then I can hear somebody's name. Y'all ever do that?
Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
And you hear somebody's name, and all at once you're thinking, you're spewing like that old cat.
Yeah.
And then I realize, and I've even told others this, wait a minute, you know, I thought I had dealt with this.
Yes.
And then, you know, you have to pray again.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you know, every time that memory comes back or something like that, you just take it captive. You have to take it captive. Because it'll try to destroy
it. Rise back up.
It becomes a stronghold.
And it does.
It really does.
Yes.
And you know, it's a blessing blocker.
Yes.
And you know, you think about this. Once I let go and I walked through that, I fought my way out of that wet paper bag, then a dream that I had for 6 or 7 years, we're sitting here doing it right now.
Wow. Yeah. Yes, and you know, every time that thought, some thoughts from the past comes back, just, you know, I've learned to do this. Lord, it's not worth missing heaven.
No.
It's not worth it.
No.
It's not worth it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
And you know, it's just like that young girl, when the Lord said, I can't use you, you've gone as far as you can go in ministry. But once she forgave, guess what she sings on today?
What?
Daystar.
Daystar.
Wow.
Yes. Praise God.
That's wonderful. Praise
and had she not forgiven, that door may have never opened for her.
That's true.
And it's just like you know, I enjoy the Lord allowing us to do what
yes.
we do.
Yes.
And had I not walked through that unforgiveness and put it aside, you know, put it under the blood, we may not be doing this.
That's right.
Because
right.
it was your vision.
Yes.
Yes, it was something that the Lord had given mm-hmm. me years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found a church family
yeah.
and we were reunited with our family.
Yeah.
You know? Family.
And because we're all family, you
yes.
know. And I love each and every one of these women at this table with me.
We love you too, yes.
Yes.
And I know you do.
You and Mama.
Yeah.
I know y'all do.
Yeah. Ooh, how much we love you.
Yeah. And we love y'all too. And you know, when we're not together, we miss it.
Yeah, we
right.
do.
Yeah.
We text.
Yes.
When we're not together, we text.
But it is an honor to come to you today
yes.
and bring you this word from God. Because, you know, I didn't know what we were going to film. And Mother asked me, she said, well, what's our subject tomorrow? I said, Mother, I don't know. And so I woke up and the Lord said, you're going to teach on unforgiveness and forgiveness.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And yes. just so happened, Donna Jean had
a lesson
on forgiveness.
Yeah, yes. I did. Yeah.
She had a lesson on forgiveness with her. And so I knew we were on the right track. Amen?
Yeah.
Yep,
that was good.
So today, we want to give you the opportunity to join our family. And Pastor, you want to lead us and we'll repeat it?
Sure.
All right.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I come to you today.
I come to you today.
And I ask you to come into my heart.
And I ask you to come into my heart.
Save my soul.
Save my soul.
And help me to forgive others that have hurt me.
And help me to forgive others that have hurt me.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You're the Lord of my life.
You're the Lord of my life.
And today,
and today,
I am saved.
I am saved.
Amen.
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 And if you prayed that today, you have joined the family of God.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Welcome to the family.
And welcome.
And if you don't have a church to go to, where can they go?
You can come to Shady Grove Church right here in Mount Olive, Alabama. It's 5535 Shady Grove Road. We would love to see you here.
Amen. Yes. And Amen. Mother, how do we go out of here?
God is in me, God is for me, and God is with me.
Amen.
Yes.
And it don't get any better than that.
That's right.
Amen.
Well, until next time, you've been with Shady Grove Table Talk. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.